Gentlemen and female gentlemen, the Democratic Party is 130% cooked. I don't know how we keep reaching new levels of cooked, but somehow the Democrats, those goddamn legends, they never fail to disappoint. The Democrats out there being like, goddamn, Nux needs some content. Let's help this fine blue the internet. So anyway, their main talking point, but Mr. President, what about the price of eggs? Mr. President, you promised the price, well, the prices of eggs are down. The prices of gas are down. That was their only talking point. So it's only smooth sailing from here. Only great things to see. Well, I wanted to show you some of the biggest hits of literally the last 24 hours of Democrat meltdowns. Because this has been like an actual Avengers Assemble Pokemon level threat. All right? Dude, insane. So... You cannot make this up. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, secretly partially funded the creation of his own monument in San Francisco City Hall for $97,000. He donated money from companies that he owns to a nonprofit and earmarked the payments as mayoral bust at San Francisco City Hall. This is the most narcissistic, gay-ass fucking bullshit I've ever seen in my life. Everyone is sitting there making fun of Trump for having a big ego. This motherfucker spent $100,000 on a monument of himself. Holy fuck. Levels of narcissism that we've never seen before. Serial killer behavior, honestly. Holy ego. But they are the party for the people. They would never spend obscene amounts of money on random bullshit that helps no one. In other fun news, speaking of things that Doge has been looking into... The Americans for Public Trust filed an ethics complaint against AOC after allegedly discovering several troubling expenses, including payments for dance classes using taxpayer dollars. Guys, I think we know why AOC and a lot of other Democrats are losing their shit allegedly funding protests against Elon Musk, because our tax dollars have been their fucking personal piggy banks. Dog, she spent our taxpayer money on personal dance classes. Are you kidding me? Like, you've got to be shitting me. Oh my god. And we're only starting to get into this crap. It is so... The free ride is over. What a glorious day to be me. All the content just pouring down my gullet. God damn. Now, before we get into the absolute insanity that is, God... The absolute... Wait, where's that other one? I had another one here that I was planning on showing you earlier. But aside from all that insanity that I think is very important to note that's going on, I wanted to cover some of Texas's worst ever Congress people arguing how illegal immigration is not illegal, which is fucking retarded. More crash outs and meltdowns from our favorite Al Green, the guy with the pimp cane that was yelling in Trump's Congress. Another thing that happened literally yesterday was this little crash out, which I think is very funny. For me personally, I enjoyed this immensely. So anyway. Oh, God. Sarah McBride is a transgender icon. And you have to see this shit. Like, you have to see this shit. This is the levels of Democrat meltdowns and crash outs that we're getting on a daily basis.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
They called this trans person Mr. McBride. All right, that's obviously, that's crossing the line.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said?
These little babies.
A duly elected representative from the United States of America, please.
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Oh, fuck.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency?
I've come
to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this hearing.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
And he did not continue it. Anyway, Anyway, tiny pee-pee energy truly on the dance floor. Insane situation. The fact that these are like actual public crash outs. Actual public crash outs that are happening. I personally like to think that God has created these crash outs purely for me. I thank you, God, for creating the retard. The retard truly gives joy to so many people. So many people truly having joy thanks to the retards. Thank you, God. We're not done with the dance classes. I wanted to talk about a lot more random shit. So today, our boy, Homan, the czar, the border czar, I like to call him the wall, the man keeping out illegal immigrants and getting rid of illegal immigrants, especially the violent ones, which is incredibly base and literally why people voted for Trump. He went to New York to meet a bunch of Republicans in New York. Now, of course, this is probably going to be the next governor or whatever the fuck of New York. The next mayor, I don't know. I don't know where they find these people. But he organized an entire protest to protest this man arriving in New York. This guy is like an actual JoJo villain. They are so terrified of Tom Homan showing up because he might deport illegal immigrants. Look at this.
How many more New Yorkers will not charge? Do you believe in the First Amendment? Do you believe in the First Amendment?
Do you believe in the First Amendment? I don't know what that has to do with deporting illegal immigrants, but do you believe in the First Amendment?
Bro,
what is this crash out? So this over here is Zohrad Mamdani, a New York assemblyman, New York City mayoral candidate. He's gonna probably be the next mayor. He appeared to assault police and screeched like a maniac as a protest to Tom Homan deporting criminal illegal aliens. Bro, these people are not stable. It's actually insane. They are painting and in bright colors exactly why the Democrats are so fucking cooked, like 130% if my tabulation is correct. Now, oh shit, yeah, that's the McBride one that I was about to show you. So Tom Homan, this is the craziest shit. And so pay attention, all right? This entire video that I'm about to show you, it's about a minute long, all right? It's 1 minute long, all right? But you have got to be ready, because what you are about to witness is a tapestry of chaos. It is everything you like to see. Pay attention to the screaming, shrieking liberals in the background. All right, listen to this.
No fear, no hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here. No hate, no.
Remember, they're protesting deportation of illegal immigrants.
No fear.
And Tom Homan fucking walks in eating an apple. Dog! Bro! What? This is like some Godfather shit!
Immigrants are welcome here! No hate, no fear! Immigrants are welcome here!
Like they're all screaming and shrieking, immigrants are welcome here. He walks in slowly with infinite aura, zero shits given, eating an apple.
No hate, no fear!
Yeah, so this is definitely a government-funded protest, in my opinion. I'll be real, I really think this is a government-funded protest. Because, to be honest, I don't think anyone actually gives a fuck enough to show up at different, you know, city halls to just scream and shriek at random people. Like, no one does this. So, in my opinion, it probably is government-funded and government-organized. And here's the mayor candidate again, trying to get his face known. I'm telling you, all these people are virtue signaling. These people don't give a fuck. Alright, I think this guy's getting his face out there by organizing a protest against a guy that's not gonna work. Yeah, this is not someone that gives a shit. We believe in the First Amendment. Okay. We believe in all immigrants are welcome. Yeah, absolutely insane that this shit is what's actually happening. Anyway, so Tom Homan gave a little speech. Here's some snippets, some highlights, just to show you the insanity that everyone's... This is what people are protesting, all right? This is what people are protesting.
You can't have strong national security without border security. No one understood that better than President Trump's first term. His success on the board was unprecedented. Unprecedented. Now, he just came back in office, and I came back out of retirement a second time to serve as president because I respect him so greatly.
Goddamn.
He did in 3 weeks what Joe Biden couldn't do in 4 years.
Goddamn.
Border numbers right now down 96%.
96%? Dude, that's insane. And then you have this probably government-funded protest of just people shrieking at him.
96% border numbers are down. He was at over 90% in 3 weeks.
Damn.
96% decrease. That means when you got 96% less people crossing that border, less women are being raped by the cartels, less children are dying making that journey, less Americans are dying from fentanyl that comes across the north border.
Yeah, this is what they're protesting, by the way. I hope you're paying attention.
Less women and children are sex trafficked.
Like, dude, I don't understand how the Democrats can find a way to look shittier, but they somehow find a way. They protest literally because Trump said something. They go the complete opposite end. Trump will say, I decided I am going to start actually breathing air, and all the other Democrats are going to start coughing. Like, dog, this is what they're protesting.
Less terrorists are getting into this country. Joe Biden had 400 people on terrorist watch lists coming across the border. In 4 years under Trump 1, we have 14.
Sheesh! You can't argue with facts, bro. You can't argue with facts. Now, speaking of facts, it gets better, because here is Tom Homan blasting the sanctuary cities, like New York, for literally opening their gates to these people.
Because if you don't let ICE into jail to talk to the illegal alien that you locked in a jail cell, not us, you took an illegal alien and locked him in a jail cell. That's who we want to talk to. But instead of letting us give us access to it, honoring a detainer, what did you release him in the public? What does that mean? That means the men and women of ICE.
Do you understand how insane that is? You got the police in New York that arrest an illegal immigrant for doing violent crimes. And instead of letting ICE get to them, they release them back into public to do more violent crimes. Are we on the same page? Actual insanity. They're cutting their nose off despite their face. Trump is like, let's get the rapist out of there. And then the fucking Democrats stand there with their arms wide. Ah, rapists. Come hither, rapists. We have a home for you here in the glorious city of New York. Oh, yes. Like, dude, stop doing the 80-20 shit. Stop always taking the 20 on the 80-20 splits. Dude, I'm telling you, Trump is going to go out there and be like, I decided, it's going to be great. I decided I am going to eat healthy food, and then all the Democrats are going to start eating shitty food. Like, literally just to spite Trump. Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to go out in the neighborhood and find them. So sanctuary cities are going to get exactly what they don't want. More agents in the community and more collateral arrests because you have forced us in the community because you failed to let us into jail. What a shame.
God damn.
Why not give access? Someone in the country that committed a crime against you and sitting in jail, why not give access ICE to that person so when you're done with them, we can have them and do our job?
Great question.
Because releasing a public safety threat back in the public is just stupid. Just common sense.
It is. Like, how insane do you have to be to think that if you're going to pick up a violent illegal immigrant, you're going to be like, oh, well, they're not a citizen. I'll just release them into the wild. I'll just put them into the wild, guys. Don't worry, gamers. I'll just, like, how retardedly selfish do you need to be to fight with Trump on this shit when this is the most basic crap in the universe? Purely to virtue signal, they are releasing into, like, wild Pokemon. They're putting them back into the ecosystem. How insane are you? Oh, my God. Now, this is Homan absolutely blasting the New York governor, which I think is fun, because, again, we are tuned in right here to how the Democrats are 130% cooked. This all happened within the last 24 hours. You don't understand what this day was.
Now let's talk about the green light law. Let's talk about your governor.
Uh-oh.
Your governor, who's standing on national TV after NYPD were assaulted by illegal alien gang members. You had a woman burned alive by illegal alien on a subway. Your governor stands on national TV. I think criminal aliens should be deported. What's one of the first things she do? She goes down to New York City and tries to fire the mayor who wants to help me find public safety threats.
How insane is that, right? Like, I know he's talking to me like I'm 3 years old, but I feel like he needs to dumb it down literally that much. bro. He needs to dumb it down that much. How insane is this? Oh my God. Dude burns a lady to death. All right? Burns her alive. And then they want to release him into the fucking public instead of deport him. What are we even talking about? You see, my solution was doing Hunger Games. With all the violent illegal immigrants that have committed heinous crimes, we get a giant battlefield. All right, hear me out, guys. We put them all. Whoever wins gets to become a citizen and then goes to prison. What do we think, guys? I think this is a huge move.
Let me give a shout out to Mayor Adams. Like him or love him. I called him up for 2 years by not doing enough. As a career cop, he wasn't doing enough. But when I sat down with him back in November, he came to the table. He wanted to help on significant public safety threats. He don't want to be an immigration officer. I don't want to be an immigration officer.
Well, listen, immigration officers only exist because there's an issue. Right? If there would be no one coming into the country illegally, you would not need this position.
But the mere fact he wants to get us into Rikers Island, Rikers Island, where people are locked up because they committed a crime, he wanted to get federal immigration authorities back into Rikers Island to talk to illegal aliens who committed a crime against a citizen.
Are we all on the same page here? This is insane. Like, he's saying, like, this is all obvious. You get an illegal immigrant burning a lady to death, and then the government wants to let her go because virtue signaling? Like, are you insane? Are you absolutely insane? Now, this is my favorite one of the entire interview. This is going to be the end of the Homan shit before we move on to the next hilarious downfall of the Democrats. This is incredible. So, obviously, this is all being done in the middle of protests. So, in the background, you have people screaming, Ree, what about child separation? Well, get ready for the most based response of all time.
No, I always hear all the time, family separation, Homan's a godfather, separation. Let me be clear. Zero tolerance is about saving lives. But we figure we start prosecuting people who violate the law and put the children in harm's way, maybe they stop coming. And they did. Numbers went down. It's unfortunate families got separated. But it happens to American families every day. It's going to happen in Albany today that American family will be separated by law enforcement because the child can't go to jail with the parent. But you want to talk about family separation? 500,000 children on Joe Biden were trafficked into this country. They can't find 300,000 of them.
Oh, fuck.
That's a separation. But you know what?
Everyone cares so much about family separation when it comes to illegal immigrants. Family separation. I can't believe you would do family separation. 300,000 children were missing over the Biden administration by the southern border. But no one gave a fuck about family separation when that happened. That's insane. And again, it shows the obvious hypocrisy of what's going on. It's like the hypocrisy right now of everyone in the Democratic Party freaking out that that Trump wants to deport a terrorist supporter from Colombia, but none of them actually seem to give a shit about the fact that there is an actual American citizen currently held as a hostage by Hamas terrorists. Like, they don't care about that. But they do care about the non-American that supports terrorists. That's important. See, this is the insanity of Trump. The insanity of Trump is that he could go out there and he could say terrorists bad, and somehow the Democratic Party will stick their thumbs in their buttholes, wiggle it a little bit, and be like, well, actually, I support the terrorists.
What President Trump's committed, we're going to find them, and we're going to save them, because many children are in forced labor, many children are in forced sex slavery. We're going to save them. This administration.
Bro, insane. I have someone in my chat saying that hypocrisy on one side does not mean that the bad thing that both sides are doing good by family separation. I'll be honest, they came into this country illegally. They need to get out. Sorry, they came in illegally. They're committing crimes. Get rid of them. Family separation, they should have thought of that before they entered the country illegally. I'll be real. If a dad commits a crime, all right, let me ask you a question, okay? When you were a kid, your dad committed murder and was locked in jail, would you say free him because of family separation? Obviously the fuck not, he's a murderer. Anyway, moving on. This guy, Don't Walk, Run Productions, basically did a little mini deep dive on how the Democrats in Texas are fucking retards. Like, actual retards. All right, so you'll recognize this guy because he has, like, his pimp cane shit. He was yelling at Trump. Trump threw him out because he was interrupting the speech. And then he said, "They are censoring me!" Even though that's fucking retarded and not at all what happened. I covered that in my previous Democrats are 120% fucked video. But anyway, moving on. Let's see. You ready? Lock in, boys.
This is Al Green.
Oh, no.
The congressman from Texas's 9th District.
Ooh.
On March 4th, during Trump's address to a joint session of Congress, Congressman Green decided to cause a scene.
Yeah. We won the popular vote by big numbers and won...
All seven swing states, the popular vote. We won everything. North Dakota, South Dakota, gay Dakota. Oh, that's what we're calling Canada. We're calling Canada gay Dakota. It's gonna be gay and big and nice and white. Oh, we like white things in this country, don't we?
Counties in our country.
This fucking retard just standing there shouting in the middle of the fucking room, just standing there yelling at him. You can't give a speech if someone's yelling at you while you're talking. Now, this is a very obvious thing that everyone in the human race knows. Then he's obviously kicked out, and he complains that they were censoring him and they don't care about his freedom of speech. Suddenly, all the Democrats care about freedom of speech immensely, even though they've been censoring right-wing people over the last 4 years. They censored right-wing people with COVID. I personally got a community guideline strike on my YouTube channel for memeing about COVID. They deplatformed right-wing people. That was all good, whatever. But telling someone to shut the fuck up when you're talking? Nah, that censoring is freedom of speech. This fucking pimp cane.
Now, anyone watching Trump's address from home
True.
Had no idea what the congressman was yelling, but great protest, Al. You saved democracy or something.
And one.
Democracy is saved thanks to a retard with a pimp cane. Let's go. I'm telling you, these people are killing their own party. I wish the Democrats were more competent because I feel like, ultimately, and a hot take, competition is good. If the Democrats are actually competent, that means the Republicans need to work harder. I really think that competition is vital. The Republicans don't have competition anymore. The Democrats are fucking shoving pointy sticks up their own assholes daily. Oh my God.
In counties in our country, 2,700 to 525. On a map that reads almost completely red for Republican.
So Green yelled at Trump 3 times before Speaker Johnson gave any kind of warning.
Based.
Members are directed to uphold and maintain decorum in the House and to see.
Okay, all right. I understand what he's doing, right? He wants to take a picture of Al Green while he's screaming. But what is this guy doing? What is he taking? I have to know.
Any further disruptions.
But Congressman Green stood his ground and kept going.
What a brave man.
Not all superheroes wear capes.
That's your warning.
What a fucking retard. Oh my God. And the funniest thing is, he got absolute crybabies like Hassan, who bans anyone in his chat that disagrees with him, coming out to the defense of this guy. Bro missed his opportunity. He would have been a really good fucking actor for the Penguin. I really feel like he missed his calling. He ended up becoming a Democratic congressman instead of the Penguin.
Members are engaging in willful and continuing breach of decorum, and the chair is prepared to direct the sergeant at arms to restore order to the joint session. Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat. Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
Bye-bye. Bye, little bitch. Bye, little bitch boy. We did cover this briefly, and the Democrats are 120% fucked, but this is important context for how big his meltdown actually is. What a hero. Democracy is saved. The man that stood against Hitler's army. Wow, look at this guy. He will be remembered as the one retard with the pimp cane. Bye-bye.
Bye, Felicia.
I was making it clear to the president that he has no mandate to cut Medicaid.
You were making fucking nothing clear to anyone. You were just standing there yelling, waggling your tiny scrotum at people. Oh my God, what an unbelievable bitch.
I have people who are...
I always like to think about how would people react if things were flipped if it was a Republican standing up and yelling at Biden or Obama. They would get thrown out because it would be a bitch move. Well, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Very fearful. These are poor people. And they have only...
I know, he's using this as an excuse to get his face out. Dog, stop, bro. Stop! This is pathetic.
In their lives when it comes to their health care. And I want him to know.
I want him to know something about health care. So he was giving a speech and I just randomly stood up and started pissing on the fucking floor. I couldn't believe they would silence my freedom of speech when I pissed on the floor in front of them and then shit in public. Damn. I defecated on the Oval Office desk and for some reason they silenced me by kicking me out of the room. Like, that's the retardation we're watching right here. There was a Republican who screamed, "You lie," at Obama, and the guy was publicly crucified. So miss me with that bullshit.
Budget calls for deep cuts in Medicaid.
However, Trump and the Republicans have stated over and over...
Yeah, it's literally fear-mongering. They're not cutting Medicaid. He's not cutting Medicaid. It's actually a lie. Well, the only thing that they're actually cutting is cutting Social Security to dead people! It turns out that Social Security was paying out a fuck ton of money to dead people. People that have already left this earth and no longer need the Social Security. So those people don't need that shit. That is what they're cutting, because that's what they call fraud. That's probably going to, I mean, let's be real, it's probably going to random fucking pundits in the government. But they want to stop that shit from happening. Now, the Democrats, I think, are terrified that their little personal piggy banks are all going to get exposed. It's going to turn out that a lot of these fuckers are actually skimming some money off the top. That's why a lot of them are so rich, despite being on kind of shitty salaries. Now, that all said and done, he's lying by saying that Trump is planning on cutting Medicaid. He is not planning on cutting Medicaid. He is not planning on cutting Social Security. It is actual fear-mongering, and the people on the left are only going to hear the talking points from the left. It is an actual, factual lie, and the guy's an actual retard. Nux, how dare you? Those dead people were important. They voted for Biden. All the people on Social Security that are already dead are just Biden voters. No!
Over again, that they aren't going to touch Medicaid benefits, let alone Medicare and Social Security.
Can you guarantee that Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security will not be touched?
Yeah, I mean, I have said it so many times, you shouldn't be asking me that question.
It's true. Every single interview, he says, they're not touching Medicare, Medicaid. Then the left. He's cutting Medicare and Medicaid! Someone stop him! He's a madman! Like, that's why anyone that actually knows anything cannot take the Democrats seriously right now. And I really wish they fixed their shit.
President Trump has been unequivocally clear on this. He is going to protect Social Security and Medicare benefits and Medicaid for hardworking Americans who paid into these entitlement programs.
There are some of us who are going to stand up against this president's desire to cut Medicaid, Medicare.
And the funny thing is, is he a retard? Like, does he not know that Trump isn't doing this and he just fell down that rabbit hole of, just listening to CNN or some shit? Or does he actually know he's lying and he's maliciously lying to strum up some kind of support for this bullshit? I personally think it's the latter. Why would someone trust Trump? Chat, if it's not happening, and it didn't happen, and Trump says it's not gonna happen, why the fuck are you protesting and disruptive? All right? Miss me with that shit. You are coping so unbelievably hard.
and Social Security.
So what are you saying?
This is a malicious actor, an actual liar, in my opinion, someone literally trying to fearmonger. He's yelling at Trump in public. He's making believe it's because he's censored. Later, he cries the race card. He's like, oh, they only threw me out because I'm black.
Well, maybe Al Green's constituents are afraid of cuts to Medicaid
because they're scamming the people.
Because he's spreading lies about Trump cutting Medicaid.
Yeah.
But Democrats got a Democrat.
Literally, friends, I had my coat, my cane, and I was about to make my exit because I really didn't want to sit through what I knew the president would do.
Mm-hmm. So Trump wasn't even into the...
Wait. So he admits that he didn't know what Trump was going to say, but he protested anyway?
The third minute of his address, and Green couldn't take it anymore. What a baby.
Bro, Trump only said, like, we want, you know, he did his generic starting speech that he does every time. We want all seven swing states, a sea of red for Republican. I'm so based, my cock is huge, unlike yours is very small. Biden is dead, he's basically dead, Trudeau is gay.
So as I was about to make my exit, he made this statement about his mandate. And I said to him, you have no mandate to cut Medicaid.
What the fuck is he talking about? This guy, A, wasn't gonna leave. B, he didn't have any mandate about cutting Medicaid. He's just lying.
And by the way, I didn't come to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. It was spontaneity. It was just something.
Spirit moved.
Yes.
What a hero.
So if he didn't plan it in advance, it means that he's just a whiny loser who can't control his emotions.
Yeah, dude is digging his grave deeper and deeper every single time. I don't know if he's going to show this, but I think personally, all right, you ready for a Nux conspiracy theory? Now, this is why you subscribe. You subscribe for the Nux conspiracy theories. Are you ready? So my conspiracy theory is, the reason why Al Green is so scared about Trump looking into the government money, here's my conspiracy theory. Democrat Rep Al Green allegedly raped former aide Lucinda Daniels in May of 2007, then bribed Daniels with $875,000 using the secret slush fund of U.S. Congress appropriated, paid more than $17 million. We paid his rape bribe. So my theory is he really doesn't want people to know where the money is going. More research needs to be done, but I'm just saying, I love the chaos. Subscribe for more chaos.
Like the majority of Democrats. Anyway, 2 days later, the House voted to censure Congressman Green.
By its adoption of House Resolution 189, the House has resolved that Representative Al Green be censured, that Representative Al Green forthwith present himself in the well of the House of Representatives for the pronouncement of censure, and that Representative Al Green be censured with public reading of this resolution by the Speaker.
Okay.
If you're singing, you're losing. Also,
oh my God, what was that? Actual public shaming.
Overcome what exactly?
We shall overcome. Bro, they are living the cushiest lives of all time. They are in no danger. Oh my God, unbelievable.
Now look, I wasn't going to make a video about any of this until Congressman Green went on a publicity tour.
Oh shit, I didn't know about this, but I saw it coming. He's trying to capitalize on his 5 seconds of fame. Now, retard fame is like, this guy is famous. All right, I'm gonna put this out here, all right? You ready? You got to listen to this analogy. Al Green is famous for more retarded reasons than the Hawk Tua girl. The Hawk Tua girl deserved her fame more than this bitch. I'm just saying.
Or receiving a hero's welcome in the process.
You know, you caused some good trouble the other night when you stood up and spoke out.
He did.
What a hero. Oh, yes. The baby pooped in his diaper in public, let me remind you.
Not obey.
Is that good? Is it good when you don't obey and just listen to the speech of the President of the United States that was democratically elected?
Begin today's show with Democratic Congressmember Al Green of Texas. Thank you for joining us. Why did you interrupt President Trump's speech?
President Trump indicated that he had a mandate
And I wanted to let him know that he didn't have a mandate.
Some people are...
No, I never saw this clip. Wait. One more time. Why is he crying on public television saying this shit? Wait, I'm sorry. One more. Dude, this is, I'm telling you, 130% fucked. If you are not subscribed for the Democrat is Any Percent Fucked series, which I'm going to be making it a franchise. All right, we are going international. Netflix series. The Democrats are Any Percent Fucked. Stay tuned.
President Trump's speech.
President Trump.
First of all, he's crying. Second of all,
indicated that he had a mandate.
It indicated he had a mandate.
And I wanted to let him know that he didn't have a mandate.
And he wanted to let him know that he didn't have a mandate. When Trump said he'll grab him by the pussy, Trump was talking about Al Green, ladies and gentlemen. What are you talking about? What is even happening? He said he had a mandate. I said he didn't have a mandate. God damn! And he didn't even have this mandate. He literally fucking invented it. The fucking bullshit.
Some people are saying your freedom of speech was denied during...
I love this argument. Because anyone that saw this knows it's retarded. Like, they are literally only fooling themselves.
This session.
Congressman Green knew he would face repercussions for taking a stand during the joint address. And that's not surprising. He has been fighting for civil rights for quite some time now.
Oh my God, stop. They're all making him such a hero for being a bitch in public. It's so lame. And anyone that sees this knows it's lame. I don't think this is fooling anyone. I think that they're just making believe they're fooling each other. Like, I think that there is an entire orgy of people that all know it's bullshit, but they make believe it's not to other people that also know it's bullshit that make believe it's not. I am telling you, there is an entire community for these people.
I believe that we have to move forward with righteous incivility.
Righteous incivility. Just shrieking at the president while he's trying to give a speech.
Inflation? It's okay when Democrats are uncivil because they claim that they're on the right side of history or whatever. Next, Congressman Green made it...
Yeah, being on the right side... It's when people do something unethical and claim it's to be on the right side of history, that's how you know that these people are fucking bitch losers and liars. No one does unethical things to be on the right side of history. That is such an unbelievable cope.
...an appearance on CNN. Frederica Whitfield tried to compare what Green did with past incidents of so-called disruptions.
You saw Congressman Joe Wilson, who, you know... yelled, you lie. You had Justice Alito with his expression saying not true, and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Of course, Frederica Whitfield only gave examples of so-called disruptions perpetrated by Republicans.
Ah.
But let's take a closer look and see if any of those incidents were remotely the same as Al Green's disruption.
All right, see, this is the deep dive that we needed today. All right, we are now power scaling meltdowns.
Option. First, there's Representative Joe Wilson, who yelled out during President Obama's address to Congress in September 2009.
There are also those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally. It's not true.
Wait,
that was it? Wait, that was it? So first of all, he did lie. But second of all, wait, that was it? The one you lie and then everyone, ooh, like little high school girls? Dude, that was nowhere nearly as bad as Al Green's fucking crash out.
Congressman Wilson quickly apologized to President Obama, who in turn accepted Wilson's apology.
Yeah, well, that definitely changes shit. He then apologizes. Obama accepts the apology. Meanwhile, you have Al Green going on a fucking media tour, going around talking about how he's being censored because he's black.
But that wasn't good enough for House Democrats, who insisted that Wilson issue a formal apology on the House floor.
What?
When Wilson refused, the House approved a resolution of disapproval by a vote of 240 to 179. This is what Democrats are doing instead of codifying Roe v. Wade into law. Sad, really. The next incident occurred during President Obama's State of the Union.
This is the deep dive we needed. Holy shit.
...in address in 2010, where it appears that Justice Samuel Alito mouthed the words, not true, during the following statement by Obama.
With all due deference to separation of powers, last week the Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates for special interests, including foreign corporations, to spend without limit in our elections.
So not...
Wait. I'm trying to figure this shit out. Hold up.
Without limit in our elections. It will open the flood...
What was even the protest?
...gates for special interests, including foreign corporations.
Is it this guy?
To spend without limit...
He mouthed not true? He mouthed not true? That's the comparison between this guy and what Al Green did, crashing out in public?
In our election.
So not only did Obama call out the Supreme Court to their faces, but what he claimed the Supreme Court did was bull. Pulitzer Prize winning reporter Linda Greenhouse wrote the following in the New York Times.
Dude, the fact that the media is even comparing these, he's like, wow, it's so unfair that you're getting this treatment when these other Republicans did the same thing. He mouthed not true silently.
Justice Alito shook his head as if to rebut the president's characterization of the Citizens United decision and seemed to mouth the words not true. Indeed, Mr. Obama's description of the holding of the case was imprecise. He said the court had reversed a century of law, the law that Congress enacted in the populist days of the early 20th century prohibited direct corporate contributions to political campaigns. That law was not at issue in the Citizens United case and is still on the books.
This is crazy.
In other words, Obama lied. But regardless, someone mouthing words on the House floor during a presidential address is not punishable. Otherwise, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib would be in federal prison.
Yeah, it turns out mouthing messages is not as bad as standing up, shouting, and defecating on the House floor.
As she did this for the entirety of Trump's address. It's so weird that Frederica Whitfield wouldn't point out Rashida Tlaib's antics. I know you're shocked.
Yeah, no, obviously. Look, media plays favorites every time, literally every time. Oh my God.
Anyway, the final example was during Joe Biden's final State of the Union when Marjorie Taylor Greene called out Laken Riley's name while Biden was claiming that Republicans didn't care about border security.
But unfortunately, politics has derailed this bill so far. I'm told my predecessor called members of Congress in the Senate to demand they block the bill. He feels political win, he viewed it as would be a political win for me and a political loser for him.
Oh my God, I so did not miss his mumbling and stuttering, holy shit.
It's not about him, it's not about me. I'd be a winner, not really.
I'd be a winner, not really. Oh.
Lincoln Riley.
Of course, her name is not Lincoln. It's...
Wait. So she corrected him because he was wrong?
I'd be a winner, not really. Lincoln Riley.
Not Lincoln, bro.
Of course, her name is not Lincoln. It's Laken.
That's very pathetic. Holy shit. That is wildly sad. Dude.
It was even on the button he was holding in his hand.
An innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of thousands of people being killed by illegals?
So Joe Biden's response was admitting that, yes, an illegal killed a woman, but then he tried to flip it around, saying that legals kill people too.
An illegal immigrant murdered an innocent girl, and he said, yeah, that's bad, but legal people kill people too. How the fuck was he ever president? That's what I have to ask. That's what I want to know. I don't understand, bro. This dude is not functional. He is not functioning, guys. We are watching a Muppet in office.
What a scumbag. Days later, Biden would be forced to apologize for using the term illegal to describe a murderer.
You used the word illegal.
when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
It's not allegedly. The guy was arrested. Stop allegedly. Why are you cushioning this?
An undocumented person. What I won't do, I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country.
This is the gayest shit I've ever seen. What the fuck is even happening? Dude, this is a fucking murderer rapist. Illegal immigrant murderer rapist. And they're virtue signaling on his ass, complaining that he called him an illegal, and he fucking apologized and said, no, I meant to call him an undocumented. Like, what the flying shitbag is happening? Oh my god. Dude, can we all be on the same page here? This is insane. Since when did illegals build the country? Dude, I don't even want to dive any deeper than the surface level, because this guy's not here past the surface level.
And that's why the Democrats lost in 2024.
Oh my god.
So CNN's...
That's insane. Dude, people do not give a shit about this anymore. Like, you have to realize, this is why Trump won. No one wants to deal with any of this garbage. Oh my god, go sniff some children or something, bro. What is happening?
Frederica Whitfield showed a bunch of Republicans disrupting things.
Yeah, so all those disruptions that they showed were not nearly as egregious as Al Green's baby bitch temper tantrum crash out.
And then made the following misleading statement.
None of them were censured nor escorted out.
I mean, sure, none of them were censured, but Joe Wilson was still reprimanded in a similar fashion via a House resolution. Wilson was in fact punished, but Whitfield didn't mention it, you know, to give the impression that Al Green was somehow singled out.
It's crazy. And they're all singling out Al Green. Let's also remind you, unlike all those other examples, which were bullshit, Al Green was asked to shut up twice and didn't shut up.
Is this a reflection of the climate that we are in right now? What is the difference here of how, what your experience was versus theirs?
Honestly, this would be a really good question to ask if you didn't have eyes and ears or a functioning brain.
Quite candidly, it is a double standard.
No. Get the fuck out of here, you suck cock, self-righteous bitch. This is unbelievable. Look at this.
No, the difference is that Al Green interrupted Trump's address no more than 5 times and was only removed after being warned by the Speaker of the House 3 times. Now, look, most Democrats have not come out to defend Al Green's embarrassing disruption. Only the stupid ones did, including
insane.
Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah, this is another one, another Democrat meltdown that happened within the last 24 hours that I wanted to show you. Oh my God.
Texas.
As we sat there, one of the things that no one is talking about is that Marjorie Taylor Greene was not, she was violating House rules as well. We are not allowed to wear any hats whatsoever, no matter what. Yet she sat there on that same day and she was wearing a hat. She was wearing a MAGA hat, and that was out of decorum. And no one said anything to her.
Well, the hypocrisy abounds.
No, there is no hypocrisy here, because there is no House rule that prohibits hats.
That is insane. I cannot believe that they even tried this. Like, bro, Ilhan Omar walks in like this. Like, obviously there's no rule like this. What are you talking about? Like, they invent fake rules and then cry hypocrisy. Are we all on the same page? This is insane. How do they keep doing this? How do they keep getting lamer? They're arguing about hats.
But Jasmine Crockett's ignorance knows no bounds.
So they are always focused on
the illegal immigrant line. This line is literally fire.
Crime. They continue to say things like the illegals and that they broke the law coming in. But what they're not telling the American people is that it is a civil violation. It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally.
She said it with so much certainty, bro. She said it with so much certainty. It is not illegal to enter the country illegally. This is like actual fucking nuclear physics levels retarded. Dog, I don't think we have the technology to figure out a single digit IQ. Bro, this is one of the greatest ever community notes. It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally. It's not a crime. Yes, it is a crime. See law. Like, bro, oh my God.
So according to federal lawmaker Jazz...
they're so cooked. Oh, they're so cooked. Oh my God, dude, guys, I'm just saying, 130% fucked. If you didn't subscribe, you are missing out on the greatest franchise the internet has ever seen.
Jasmine Crockett, it's not a crime to enter the United States illegally. Makes sense to me, what's your problem? However, crossing the border illegally is a crime.
Yeah.
It's a federal misdemeanor.
That's why it's called illegal. That's why it's called illegal. It's called illegal immigrant because it is illegal and a crime. Oh my God, they're fucked. It's crazy.
Misdemeanor in violation of 8 U.S.C. 1325. A federal misdemeanor, by the way, is literally a criminal offense.
Yeah.
It's not a criminal. It's a crime. It's not a crime, which is why they're so frustrated. They want them to go and round people up on civil accusations.
Every time she speaks, the collective IQ in the room drops. That's crazy. Oh my God. Porky Pig puts better sentences together. What the fuck was that? That was insanity. Dog, one more time. This is glorious.
It's not a criminal. It's a crime. It's not a crime, which is why they're so frustrated. They want them to go and round people up on civil accusations.
So the reason why the government is frustrated is because they're trying to get criminals. I mean, it's not a crime. Legal immigrants that aren't breaking any laws to I don't even know. This is like, it's unrepeatable.
Before Jasmine Crockett became a member of Congress, she was an ambulance
chaser. She was then known as Jasmine Crockett, suspiciously.
Chasing lawyer.
Was she a lawyer? Are you joking? What is even going on? Oh my God, dude. Holy fuck. Listen, I'm Jewish. That means I have 4,000 lawyer cousins. They all know that illegal immigrants are actually breaking the law. Nux, she has a framed picture of herself behind her on the Zoom call. Wait. Yeah, she does. She has a picture of herself behind her. That's pretty impressive.
So it kind of explains things, right? Anyway, back to Congressman Al Green, also from the Lone Star State. Seriously, you can't...
Bro, Texas Democrats actually fucking...
Can't do better in this, Texas. Anyway, you will not be surprised as to why Al Green believes that he was censured.
A good many of us don't realize it. There is still invidious discrimination.
Guys, I'm just saying, you know, I've been making this meme earlier about Cryo Trump. And I have to say, Cryo Trump, every 4 years, they keep getting worse. They are literally falling deeper and deeper down. I have never seen people this level of cooked before. I walked in and I was like, wow, they're all so cooked. I didn't say it, but they did. Cryo Trump, endless Trump, infinite Trump. Every 4 years, they take me, they freeze me, they thaw me, I pop out, they vote me in again, they freeze me again. 4 more years of Trump, endless Trump. Cryo Trump, 2064. Always Trump, never stopping. And honestly, no one helps the cryo Trump dream coming to life like the fucking retards in the Democratic Party right now. What are you guys doing? Like, seriously. Oh my God.
There is invidious discrimination in the House of Representatives.
Oh!
In the House of Representatives, there is invidious discrimination.
Why is he doing this every time? Can you stop? Oh my God. Like, this is unbelievable. Stop doing this, bro. You are literally sinking the ship of all of your homies. Bro, If someone in my chat just said, I'm black, I'm tired of people acting like assholes, blaming race, that's not discrimination. Obviously, this isn't discrimination. Oh my God, dude, stop it.
People can see it, and I think that's a good thing.
Oh! Yeah, well, I didn't think anything about that, to be honest. I think they should have punished him harder.
I see. Al Green is the victim.
I'm a son of the segregated South. The rights that the Constitution recognized for me, my friends and neighbors denied. I had to sit in the back of the bus, the balcony of the movie, drink from a colored water fountain.
Hey!
Listen, my grandfather lived through a Holocaust, all right? And that is why I believe that everyone should be bowing to me personally. Can we stop? Yes, bad shit happened in the past. And it's awful. It's fucking awful. And racism still exists today. And that is also fucking awful. But you, sir, are a whiny bitch. I don't see a man of color. I don't see color. All I see is clown makeup. Get out of here.
Those Jim Crow laws were enacted by Democrats. And B,
oof,
wasn't that like 60, 70 years ago?
Listen, don't doubt Al Green. Cryo Green, he comes back every 4 years. He was there when the slaves were freed the first time. Back then, he was also a Democrat, suspiciously.
I know what invidious discrimination looks like. The Klan burned a cross in my yard.
That's right. He's comparing the House of
The House of Representatives throwing him out for throwing a temper tantrum is equivalent to the Klan burning a cross in his yard? What the fuck is it? What is he talking about? Oh my God! Like, this is mind-boggling! What are you doing, bro? Holy shit! What a fucking loser! And everyone knows he's a loser! I'm telling you, it's a group of people in this weird little Democrat orgy sitting together all knowing he's a loser, but making believe he's cool.
Representatives with the KKK.
Like, I've been called all kinds of ugly names, so I know.
What about whiny bitch baby? What about tantruming man child? I think both of those approve.
Invidious discrimination. And when the speaker decided that I would be removed, and then there was this motion, this resolution to
Democrats haven't lost the people this hard since they started the KKK.
Censure me. It became obvious to me that I was not being treated as others were.
Oh my God,
and
stop.
Candidly speaking, it is invidious discrimination, harmful discrimination.
The fact that Green claims that he was censured because racism is not only predictable,
but it's very funny. I like it a lot. It's very funny. Endless content for me. All the content.
But shows that he can't and won't accept responsibility for any of his actions. Typical Democrat.
When I left, I went home and I saw the rest of the event on television.
Hang on. Green said earlier, quote, I really didn't want to sit through what I knew the president would do.
Oh, my God.
But then he ran home and watched Trump on TV?
No shot!
Yeah, sure, okay.
And I saw him point to
literally lying.
The Democrats.
No.
And say, these people are lunatics. He called.
I mean, he's like, you're literally proving him right. He's literally right because of you. You are active living fucking proof of the lunacy on the Democrat side right
All
now.
The Democratic members of Congress, lunatics. Mm-hmm. Now that is incivility.
Bro, they called him Hitler for fucking 10 years now. What are we talking about? They called him Hitler. They said he was gonna round up and murder Jews and gays and trans people. Like, what is even happening? Holy fuck!
He will not be punished for that.
In recent years, our justice system has been turned upside down by radical left lunatics.
Based. That was funny.
Many jurisdictions virtually ceased enforcing the law against dangerous repeat offenders while weaponizing law enforcement against political opponents like me.
So, not the way Al Green claims that it went down.
No, but it was still very funny. I liked it.
I know. But keep in mind that thanks to Trump derangement syndrome, the Democrats wouldn't even stand and applaud a 13-year-old child who beat brain cancer.
Yeah, no, for me personally, this is a glorious day. It's a glorious day to be a Nux fan. Endless content, for real. Literally, end domain expansion. Endless retards.
Instead, they all sat there protesting with their whittle paddles, looking like f***ing lunatics. Anyway, that's it for now. Please follow me on X.
Definitely check him out. Don't Walk, Run Productions. This is like unbelievable. This guy, this is incredible. They're silencing me because I am a threat. They're silencing me because of racism. They're silencing me because this is happening. He is uncivilized the way he points at the Democrats and calls them lunatics. This guy says while he crashes out. And personally, my favorite moment. This has got to be the greatest moment of all time.
Whatsoever, no matter what. Yet she sat there on that same day. It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally.
Yeah, that's my favorite quote of all time. It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally. Ladies and gentlemen, cryo Trump every 4 years. The only way this is going to stop is if some shit changes. Because as it goes right now, Trump will literally stand there and say the most basic bitch normal logic shit, and somehow these people will find a way to go the other side. Bro, they couldn't support a 13-year-old black kid with brain cancer. They're 130% fucked. Like, subscribe, and this video was streamed live on kick.com/Nuxenor. See you there. Stay weird.